So hello and welcome to Nonprofit Spotlight. I'm Stephanie Ings, KXCI Director of Education and Community Engagement, and today I'm here with Larry Starks, the Board President of Tucson Juneteenth Festival Committee. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you for having me, Stephanie. It's my pleasure to be here.
And what is your organization's mission and vision?
Our mission for the Tucson Juneteenth Festival is to bring together people of all backgrounds, promoting the education, advocacy, and celebration of Juneteenth in Tucson.
How does your organization work toward that mission?
Well, I think one of the things that we do really well is when we talk about bringing people together is we're really particular about being inclusive of everyone in Tucson. When you bring together Juneteenth, you look at what the best of Tucson can be when everyone comes together with all of our events that we have people. It's inclusive, it's collective, it's diverse, and everything that emancipation should mean and freedom should mean.
And can you please share one of the highlights of one of your programs that help you execute your mission?
One, of course, is the festival itself. We can talk about that. June 15th, Keno Sports Complex, 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. We're being really eclectic about the food that we bring. We have retail vendors with local people who really may not have the opportunity in other spaces and places to promote their things, but they can do it at the festival. It's all about, you know, bringing out that local vibe. It's about, even with our informational vendors, it's like, you know, what is the best that we can have for our community that people may or may not have access to? We're now giving you access to our people. So, you know, come out and share all that information. And one of the good things we're doing this year also is, you know, we're highlighting places and spaces where our people don't normally go. Our motto, it's a movement, not a moment. So it's not just about the day. It's about the event. It's about what emancipation means. It's about what Juneteenth is really about. It's the celebration of life. It's a celebration of freedom. Because now we have almost a week-long series of events for Juneteenth, starting on the 5th. Going all the way through the 19th. This year, we're focusing on the youth, students who are between the ages of 16 to 21. Same thing, past, present, and future. But we're talking about, what does Black joy mean to you? What does Black excellence mean to you? What is Black language? Because that's a really big thing in their time and space is, you know, how can you use Black language in certain places and spaces not to feel a certain way? And, you know, what does the future look like to you as a young African-American person now and in the future? And what can we do to help support what it is you're trying to do for the future? So we want to hear from them on what we can do for them. We're going to have a 3-on-3 basketball tournament on Father's Day on June 16th. So that'll be at the Civil Barrel Park up in Marana. So again, just trying to really make it all inclusive. You know, what we do also, you know, we've been able to sponsor events like with the TUSD Legacy event, with the Pillars and Bridges, helping them, you know, with Emerge, Goodwill, other locations in the spaces, again, that we're trying to just really re-engage ourselves and tell the community that we're here, that we're responsible and receptive what is needed in the community. Oh man, the festival is going to be so beautiful this year. What we did, we moved the time back a little bit from 4 to 10. We have about 25 food vendors that signed up, about 20 retail vendors, close to 100 informational vendors. We're going to have live entertainment all night. And one of the things we're doing this year also is we're going to have a opening ceremony where we're going to kick off. We're going to have prayer. We have the Buffalo Soldiers. We have the Divine Nine and others, you know, who are going to be there to actually do an opening ceremony. And we have our car show still this year. Yes, June 15th, Keno Sports Complex, 2500 East Ajo Way. 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. So please come out and join us.
And how can people find out more about you?
Please go to our website, TucsonJune19.org. You can also look us up on Facebook, Tucson Juneteenth Festival. We're on Instagram. You know, we're always willing to reach out and partner and do different things in the community. And I really appreciate KXCI.
Thank you so much for being here, Larry, and sharing about the Juneteenth Festival and all the events throughout the year and surrounding the festival.
Thank you, Stephanie. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Support for Nonprofit Spotlight is provided by the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona, dedicated to creating an equitable and vibrant community for all Southern Arizonans by connecting donors to the causes they care about. Since 1980, the foundation has awarded over $215 million in grants and scholarships to the community. Learn more at cfsaz.org.